Hello from your favorite storytelling family. We are here today to tell you some stories, and we'll make them up on the spot so we can listen to them over and over again later. And what should we have our stories be about today?
About the ocean.
About the ocean? Okay. Do you want to tell the first story about the ocean, or do you want me to?
You.
And what else happens in the ocean? What do you want me to talk about?
Big. Naughty creature came. It was a shark.
Oh, okay.
A great white shark.
Great white shark, okay. And anything else you want to be in the story?
No, just that.
Once there was a mom and a daughter on a fishing boat, and they made their living by fishing, and it was hard work. They got up every morning with the sunrise, and they cast their nets, and they reeled in their rods, and they worked so hard catching oodles and oodles and oodles of fish. And when they went to bed at sunset, they were sure tired. One night, the little girl couldn't sleep, even though her mama was fast asleep. And even though she wasn't supposed to, she crept up with a glass of milk to the top deck on the top of the boat because she wanted to relax by looking out at the moon's reflection on the water. But then something happened. Do you know what? The boat started slowly turning around. Do you know why? She didn't know either. She thought maybe there was a ghost turning the boat. She went to look, and she could see at the captain's deck where her mom usually sat that the wheel was turning too. And she got really scared, and she tried to stop it, but it just kept spinning. And soon she went and woke up her mom. She said, "Mom, I think there's a ghost. We're spinning round and round." And the mom woke up, and she was a little dizzy. She said, "What is happening?" And she went up to the front. And in just a minute's time, she already knew right away what it was. She looked over the side and she said, "Come look at this." And she shone her big flashlight into the water. And the daughter, she said, "Hold on to the rail." And they looked over the side and they could see a big thrashing tail below the motor. A big, great white had floated up to their ship and was itching its back. It had an itchy back, and it was rubbing up against their motor to kind of scratch that itch. And as it rubbed against the motor, it turned the motor around. It turned the boat around. And then, but as soon as it saw their flashlight in the water, and the mom did a big clap of her hands and made a bang, the great white swam away. And then the daughter went, "Whew, that was scary. First I thought it was a ghost and I was scared. And then I saw the great white and then I was extra scared." And then she went downstairs with her mom. And they fell asleep after so much adrenaline. They were so tired. And they slept in the next morning. And they had the best sleeps of their life. The end.
Story.
About what?
About a ghost taking all the candy and leaving it in a bag. And he spit it up because he didn't like the taste.
Okay. Does it have to be a ghosty? Because do you know our dog did something like that? When I first adopted our dog, Want me to tell you a story that reminded me of? But it, instead of a ghostie, can it be our dog Newman?
Yes.
And treats?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a dog named Newman, right? He's pretty cute. And I adopted him a long time ago. Do you remember what country Newman comes from?
Mexico.
That's right, baby. And when I first adopted him, I said, "How come he needs to be adopted? Does he have a sad story? Like he didn't have a home or something like that. And they said, he didn't have a home, but he used to be a pretty happy dog. And I said, what? Because usually dogs they adopt are, you know, coming from somewhere sad and they need help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's his story then? And they said, well, he grew up on a resort, actually, you know, where people vacation, big fancy hotel. And he used to hang out by the beach where all the people were vacationing and get lots of pets all day and lots of cuddles. And they gave him lots of their own human food for treats. So he was used to eating like fancy steaks and desserts. And then he came here to Canada and it was cold. And he developed a limp because he was always so cold. And then I would give him a dog treat and he'd be like, dog treats? I don't want a dog treat. And he would just spit it out. And I was trying to train him to get used to his new name. And I tried to teach him tricks, but I spoke English, and I don't know if he knew what I was talking about. And I tried to train him with the treats, and every time I gave him a dog treat, he'd go, paw. And he just spit it out. Have you ever heard of a dog not wanting a dog treat?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's crazy. And so Newman's pretty picky with food even till this day. He usually just wants to eat our food, doesn't he? But yes, he is dog food. Right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm all out of stories. Did you want to tell one before we stop for the day?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.